Hi, this is Kimberly Floyd of TakeBackYourTemple.com with your weight loss scripture for today. Day 26, Walk in the Spirit. Today's focus scripture is taken from Galatians 5:16, which reads, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Today's scripture gives you the ultimate secret of overcoming any bad habit or addiction, walking in the Spirit. But I want to explain how something as simple as the foods you eat can interfere with walking in the Spirit. The Apostle Paul defines one of the lusts of the flesh as idolatry. Did you know that food obsession is a form of idolatry? In Philippians 3:19, Paul spoke of people whose God was their belly. That described me once. I thought it was just an issue of self-control, but I was wrong. I love God, but I did not realize that the way I was eating left me vulnerable to food obsession and thus to food idolatry. And I believe millions of people are in the same boat. Many people like myself are sugar sensitive. When they eat it, it causes a specific reaction in their body similar to a drug. It can be sweets, crackers, or other white flour products, any food that raises the blood sugar quickly. It is part of their chemical makeup, the same as anyone who suffers from allergies. Because the effect is drug-like, over time they require more and more sugar or white flour products to get the same effect. Eventually, they become so hooked on the pleasure the substance gives them that their thoughts become preoccupied with it. Thus, a stronghold is set up in their minds and food idolatry is born. If you are in this cycle, the first thing you need to do is take the issue to God in prayer, asking Him to reveal to you those foods that you are habitually eating that you are allergic to. That's how I have to think about this issue in my own life, because by thinking of it as an allergy, that lets me know how serious it is. Ask God to show you natural foods that you can add to your diet that will help rebalance your body. Most of these will be in the fruit and vegetable category, wholesome foods that God made specifically for our bodies. Next, spend regular time in prayer, praise, worship, and study of God's Word. As you replace thoughts of food with thoughts of God, you will tear down that mental stronghold. The obsessive thoughts must be replaced. You can't tell yourself not to think about food. That's about as effective as telling yourself not to think about a pink elephant. Try it now and see what pops into your head. As you replace thoughts of food with thoughts of God, you will become stronger and able to make wiser choices daily. And as you make wise choices and operate in self-control, then you will reach your Christian weight loss goals faster than ever before. Be blessed in health, healing, and wholeness.